This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tough week, lots of heat in the Northeast. And where I live in Maine, it has been hot, and we are still very, very dry. A few showers now and then, but you're beginning to see signs of all this heat and lack of rainfall show up in the trees. And I don't know if you've noticed it where you live, but the birches are beginning to lose some of their foliage. Some of the maples, the burning bush, are beginning to turn red because it's been so hot and so dry, so they're prematurely changing colors and dropping foliage because of the lack of rain. On the news this week, they had a couple of apple orchards that for the first time in 60 years have actually been irrigating the apple trees because it is that dry in Maine and the whole Northeast. New York is the same way. Just bone dry. We're about 7 inches below normal for rainfall. The lawns have changed color. They're now a beautiful shade of brown. And it's tough. The plants are under stress, and if you don't water it, then they don't produce properly. And I know a lot of you who are growing cucumbers, for example, if you're not watering it enough, the cucumbers are coming in the craziest shapes that you've ever seen. Some look like golf balls with like a little nipple on the end of them. Some are about a third formed and then shrinks down with a little nipple on the end of them. And it's just caused by the lack of a steady rain or moisture supply and the temperatures themselves. The squashes are doing okay, but again, if you can't water, not doing as well. And a lot of the gardens are being affected by the heat and the lack of rain. A lot of the perennials that normally will bloom for 4, 5, 6 weeks are blooming 3 to 4 weeks. Again, because of the amount of heat and the lack of watering. Roses are okay, but if you're not watering it, they're not flowering as heavy as they normally do. Roses, if you're new at them, they need 3 to 5 gallons of water per week. And you want to try to keep it off the foliage, and especially with the humidity that we've been receiving, diseases like powdery mildew are really prevalent in the rose garden, and other foliage diseases, black spot and so forth. So when you're watering, get a wand. It's a garden wand. It's a beautiful instrument, and it comes in different lengths. You can buy a wand with the end is a breaker that the water comes out like a shower. And that way you can get in between the plants, put the water right on the ground without getting the foliage itself wet. And that makes a big deal right now. If you're watering from overhead and you're getting all of this heat and humidity, then that's when you're going to have a lot of disease problems. Aphids on roses, again, due to the heat and the humidity, have been a little bit more prevalent than in past years. At my house, I've seen fewer Japanese beetles this year than I have in past years. I don't know why, but I'm not going to complain. But there was definitely fewer beetles, and I hope that's a good sign. The lawns, you can't tell if there's a grub problem unless skunks are digging, because in most areas there are a lot of water bans or limitations on watering. And, you know, if you're only allowed to water 2 hours a day with a handheld hose, you're not going to put it in the lawn. You're going to try and keep the shrubbery and the gardens looking good. So it's a difficult time right now for our plants. Let's just hope that things can change a little bit. Take some of the moisture that's in the Gulf that they're getting by the foot or more into the Northeast, where we can really use a good soaking rain to ensure that in the fall we have beautiful fall color. If it continues to stay dry, then in October, when you're ready to go to the mountains and just to enjoy the yellows and the orange and the red foliage, they're going to be dull. They're going to be kind of faded. And they'll drop from the tree sooner than they normally do. So it's a lot of consequences. Your blueberries, if you're not watering, they're going to be small. But the University of Maine was saying that if you don't water your blueberries during the month of August, not only will the crop itself be small, but it's going to affect the buds that are being made right now for next year's crop. So you've got to water your blueberries at least once a week and really give them a good soaking. And if you have fruit trees, just like the commercial guys, you've got to get some water underneath them, because your apples are going to be smaller and you won't have that nice crisp tape, you know, that snap when you bite into it with the juice running down the side of your cheek. They're going to be dry, they're going to be pitty. So get some water on all of your fruit trees. And that's something that we've never really talked about, but it's that dry this year for commercial fruit producers to begin to irrigate. That's a sign that it is dry. And then the other thing that I've been noticing, and I've noticed it in three different places this year, it's an old wives' tale. So it's not written in stone. But 2 years ago in the Northeast, we had 100 plus inches of snow. And I was always told that the higher you see a hornet's nest, the more snow you're going to get. Well, 2 years ago, I saw hornet's nests that were above the garage door. the top of the garage door. Last year, they were in shrubbery about 3 to 4 feet above the ground. So that told me we were going to have less snow. This year, I've been seeing hornet's nests on the louvers, bottom of the louvers, on the second story window. So that's telling me that if Mother Nature is right, she always takes care of the nest and builds it according to what she feels that the winter is going to be like. Because if you build a hornet's nest 3 feet off the ground and you end up with 100 inches of snow like we had a couple years ago, then the nest itself would die. It would smother with the snow, it would freeze, and it would kill all of the eggs, the potential hornets in there. So this year, look around your house, and if you see that they're really, really high, you're being warned. You may even want to get your snow blower ready and make sure that you got a good shovel and plenty of sand and salt and get ready for what could be happening. One way to make up for the deficit in rain. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite. Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer, so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year, available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome to the Paul Perrin Cotton Club. If we can help you having a little problem with the lawn or with your shrubs or trees or the various types of garden that you may be growing, give us a call. The number here is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And we'll try and work together to help you out if you're having a problem with a vegetable or perennials, annuals, window boxes, containers of all types. Or maybe you have a shrub that's not doing well, or a tree that's beginning to drop some of its foliage. Maybe you're starting to think about the fall when we can reseed the dead spots in the lawn. And we'll work together to solve that. If you're looking for some great summer flowering shrubs, the king of all the summer flowering shrubs is the hydrangea family. And the hydrangea family is growing in numbers and varieties every single year. And if you live, in the Boston area south, there is a line of what they call a big leaf hydrangea. It's just like the blue or the pink, but these are called the city line varieties. They're not that hardy blooming wise when you get north of Boston, just because of the climate. But if you're Boston south or along the coast, you can go a little further north. All kinds of new varieties. Some are bicolors with two shades of blue, two shades of pink on the same petal. Some red varieties, some lace cap varieties that are blue and purples. Some varieties of pink that are like a baby pink instead of your traditional hot pink. And then there are the cone varieties that have really taken over for those of us that live in a colder climate. And a lot of great varieties are now available. There's one called Bobo, and it's a miniature hydrangea, but big, big cone-shaped flowers on it. And you can actually grow it in a container. And if you like more on the red side, there's one called Fire Light. And that can be grown in a container. They only grow about 3 feet tall. The flowers themselves are about 6 inches, a nice cone on them. And in the greenish color, a little lime. And I have one planted near the front of my house, and I love it. And then you have a whole series of two-tone. And they start off white, and then they'll go to pink, and you'll have pink and white flowers on them. And my favorite is vanilla strawberry, where you'll actually begin with a white cone. The pink will start from the base, working its way up, and it can be half pink and half white with like a little scoop of ice cream on top. Then it turns all pink and then gets dots of red on it. But there are also a variety called Little Quick Fire, which is a more open cone, and Regular Quick Fire, Pinky Winky, and the newest one is called Zinfandel. And it's a little fuller and kind of a raspberry in shape. Now, if you live in the shade, there are hydrangeas for the shade. And what you want to ask for when you go to the nursery is ask for an oak leaf. And you can buy oak leaves that are solid petals or a mixture of small and large flowers on the same stem in white and pink and blue. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Cadden Club. Our phone number here is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up first this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Gary from Maine, and he's just got a question about his rhubarb.
Gary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out with the rhubarb?
Good morning. I've got about a three-year-old patch that this year looked much, much worse. The leaves have been dying for weeks, and it's almost completely dead now with withered leaves. They had holes in them, and they were all yellowish and red and looking terrible for weeks. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
You're not doing anything wrong, Gary. I have two big hills. Oh, they must spread about 3 to 4 feet. And this year, for some reason, I don't know if it was the lack of snow cover that we had, but the plant came up, and the leaves were a lot smaller than in past years. The stems themselves were not as large as in past years. And mine, just like you, in the last 3 weeks, they've begun to turn yellow. They're just like limp, and I've been watering them. And it's like they've got no energy to them. And so yesterday, I bought a bag of black cow manure and put a shovel full in a 5-gallon bucket, then took my hose and really turned it to blend in the manure with the water and stirred it with a big stick. And I poured 2 5-gallon buckets of this, like manure tea, around the rhubarb to try and bring it back. But I've never seen the leaves as small as this. And, you know, I've been taking care of this. They've probably been in the ground 10, 12 years, and they've been magnificent. But this year, with the lack of rain and the heat, they're just falling apart. And for the first time, I didn't get a blossom on them. Usually you get the big spikes with the seed heads. Did you get that on your plants?
Yeah, I take those right off. But Do you think that tea that you put on there is going to bring back green growth between now and frost?
You may not get any green growth, but at least you'll help to build up the energy. If your leaves are turning yellow and or they're browning up, that means that that part of the factory in the rhubarb plant is shut down. And it's not making the food for next season. So that's why I soaked them with this manure tea to at least get some food to the roots so that they could eat and get the extra water to prepare for next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I would try doing that. As I said when the show began, the state of Maine came out and they said that if you have blueberries in your garden, you need to water right now because they're making the buds for next year. And if the plant doesn't have enough water, your berries themselves will be smaller in size. There'll be less juice. You're going to have berry drop, and you won't have the buds for next season. And the fruit growers, the apples, the pears, the peaches in the entire Northeast, New England, New York, Pennsylvania, they're all irrigating apple trees and pear trees and peaches for the first time in over 60 years. Otherwise, the apples are going to be small, and people, when they go apple picking, they leave the little ones and pick the big ones. Well, they're not going to find any big ones if we don't get some rain and you irrigate. So, you know, I like this black cow. It's a lot better than regular cow manure. And I'm just giving them a good drink with that to see if I can bring them back.
Yeah, we'll give it a try. Yeah, my raspberries are down over 3/4 in terms of production, too. So.
Yeah, yeah. But
all right.
See, the thing you want to do now is, do you prune the canes when they finish flowering on your raspberries, when they finish producing fruit?
No. I thought I wasn't supposed to do that because they would be storing up for winter.
What happens is when you get a branch which is called a cane, and when that cane makes a cluster of fruit, that cane will not produce the following year. You need to get a new shoot that will come out of the ground, and that new shoot that comes out of the ground this year will be productive next year, and the cane that fruited this year will just make green leaves.
Oh.
So when you pick the last of the raspberries, send it out, get the older canes right out to encourage new growth from the base, feed it. You can use something like Garden Tone. There's Turf Trust that has a very good fertilizer. You can also use the...
I have the kind that I cut down every year right to the ground.
Yeah. So you cut everything?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you've got shoots that are like a foot tall, leave those there. So all you're going to cut out are the really tall canes that produce fruit this year. Anything that's like 12, 15 inches, those are the ones for next year. So don't cut all of those out.
All right. We'll give that a try.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Gardening is different. Every year it changes, but some of the pruning techniques and the feeding techniques make a big difference in the production overall. So water your blueberries so that they can produce additional buds. Now, one of the plants that I love is called a wisteria, and it blooms normally in the Northeast around Mother's Day. and it's a blue chain of flowers. It's a vine, or you can prune it back and grow it into a tree. But it is magnificent. You very seldom that you find anything blue. But if you want flowers on your wisteria for next year, you've got to water during the months of July, August, and September, because that's when they're making the buds for the following season. And that makes a big, big difference. For now, don't worry about the lawn. You know, water it if you're able to, if you have a well or your town doesn't have a water ban. But at the end of August, beginning of September, things are going to cool off dramatically. Hopefully, we'll get an increase in rain. And then you can work to rebuild the lawn itself. And we'll talk about the best types of grass seed and what to avoid for grass seeds, the different fertilizers that you can use. If you had a problem with Japanese beetles, what to use at that time of the year. Right now, if you're seeing Japanese beetles on your property, they are in the process, the month of July, August, and September. All the beetles are laying eggs in the lawn or in the garden that will produce a grub that will turn into a beetle for next year. And that can be treated several ways. And we'll talk about that in the next few weeks. But for now, basically what you've got to be doing is watering. You've got to be feeding. And then if you have some of the flower, there are a lot of flowering shrubs that if you're able to water on a regular basis and prune, they'll reflower. And a good example is the spirea family. And spirea, when we say that, a lot of people think of the beautiful white bridal veil plant. Little balls of white blooms that blooms around the time of the forsythia. When the forsythia is done blooming, then the bridal wreath or bridal veil plant will come into bloom. But these are summer varieties. They bloom during July, August, and even into September. But the secret is this. If you have spirea and they were pink, or some of them even have orange colored type foliage or bronze or yellow with white, pink, or red blooms, cut back the plant. Take all of the dead flowers off the plant. Give them a little bit of plant tone fertilizer. And you're going to see a big difference. And they'll rebloom within a 3 to 4 week period. So don't just let the brown flowers stay in the plant. Take some hedge shears or scissors and just cut off all the dead blooms, and they'll come back to life and they'll bloom again for you. If you have butterfly bush, which is like a spike flower, and normally you'll get one big spike flower that could be 8-9 inches long, and the butterflies and the hummingbirds love it. When the flower goes by, it will produce 2 side shoots. And if you can remove the brown or the dying flower, the energy will go into those 2 side shoots. Now, they won't get 8 or 9 inches in length. They'll get about 6 inches in length. And they'll continue the blooming process. And as they begin to go by, cut those off your plant, and each branch will make 2 more smaller flowers, maybe around 4 inches in length. So butterfly bush is a plant that the more you deadhead, the more you remove the flowers that have gone by, the more it's going to bloom. And that continues the color. It continues to attract hummingbirds and butterflies and all of the pollinators into your yard. Your hydrangeas will do the same thing. So just keep cleaning and watering and a little bit of liquid food, whether you're using the new organic grow liquid from Espoma, the people that make Polytone and Plantone. They now have a whole new line of liquid foods that are just fabulous. Feed them.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Look alive, weeds! It's a matter of life and death!
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow!
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome!
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Phone number 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from New Hampshire, and he's got a question about his lawn. He's got a drought problem.
George, welcome to the club.
How you doing, Paul? How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
My question is this: as you know, we've been in a drought, and I have not been using my water because I don't want to drain the water from my well. But prior to the drought, my lawn has been fantastic. I've been using a good fertilizer with a lot of iron in it for the last 5 years. And I want to know what I should do between now and the end of October, whether I should go back to my regular fertilizer with a lot of iron, or should I go to a slower release in organic?
If you've been getting great results with iron, when you put iron in the soil, it will help to make the grass greener. And when the grass is greener, it's going to absorb more rays of sun. That's going to make energy for the plant, and it's going to make the grass grow nice and thick. So I would stay with what you've had great results with. And fortunately, the grass is a type of a plant that's like nothing else that we have in our garden. Your lawn can go totally brown to a point where you figure it's dead. And when the rains come, when the temperatures cool off, and the grass begins to come back to life, it may not be as perfect as it was during April, May, and June, but it's going to come back. And it's going to be important that you feed it either early to mid September. And then this year I would feed it in about 30 to 60 days later with a fall and winter food, just to ensure that if we do have a rough winter, it will go in on a good, healthy node. And hopefully the rain will change. I'm like you, I have a well, and I've been putting the water in the vegetable garden on some of the flowers, some of the trees. I've got a beautiful dwarf birch, and it's shedding leaves like you can't believe. And some of my perennials that are normally blooming 3 weeks, 4 weeks or more, in a week and a half, they just dry right out. You just can't get enough water to them. So continue to do what you have. The other thing that you could do that could help is test your soil for acidity. If your soil is acid, it will not retain the food that you apply as long as it would if it was neutral. So if you haven't limed in the last 2 or 3 years, you may want to think about in the fall putting down a lime product. Espoma and Bonide both make a great fertilizer. One is called Turf Turbo, and that's made by Bonide. A 50-pound bag will treat 5,000 square feet compared to the old-fashioned powdered lime that a 50-pound bag treated 1,000 square feet. And it's cheaper in the long run. It gives you results in a 30-day period max compared to 6 months with the old-fashioned lime. So, you know, if you haven't limed, put some lime in there to keep the soil sweet so that the soil can help to keep the moisture and the food available to the plant. And if you see that you have some dead spots, the fall is the best time. So when the kids go back to school in early September, that's your signal that it's time to begin to really rebuild the damage that's occurred on the lawn during these hot days of August, and the grass will bounce right back. It's unusual, but this plant has that capability.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.